Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will come to order. Representative Scott, did you get a chance? No, you weren't here, Representative Scott.
Oh, never mind.
Representative Fenton.
Madam Chair, I move the minutes from April 22nd to be approved.
Representative Fenton moves the minutes for April 22nd, 2015 be moved. Any discussion, correction, changes? Seeing none, all those in favor of the minutes, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Minutes are approved. Members, I move for the calendar for the day Monday, April 27th, 2015, with the exception of Saturday, April 25th, 2015, with the exception of we will strike House File Number 844 and only take up House File 718. Representative Deason.
Thank you. Can someone explain what House File 718 is, what it does?
I'm not sure if Representative Loon is in the room. It's an education file. It's relating to education finance.
I can read that, but what can someone explain to me what the bill does?
I don't know if there's a copy of the bill available.
And again, we only got this a very short time ago, and so we haven't had time to go out and actually review the rules. So I was just... So to clarify, how long is the bill? Does anybody know that?
No, Representative Thiessen.
I guess I can, if you just indulge me for a minute.
Good thinking.
Do you have a question, Representative Thiessen?
Because we don't have a copy of the bill here, and we just found out about that this is going to be on the calendar for the day a few minutes ago, I'm actually looking at my phone to find out what the bill does. So if you'll just indulge me for a minute.
Okay.
And it's slow.
Sorry. You should upgrade to an iPhone 6.
I should.
Slow-mo. Senate Wi-Fi. Whatever they need.
You got it?
House file what?
House file 718.
It's in your phone. So it's just deleting some language related to 2013 and 14. And going back to a new general revenue definition we put in law in 2015. It was about two paragraphs long. Okay. All right. So, Madam Chair, just as we're moving forward here, what is the plan for Saturday so people can be prepared? Is 718 going to become the education finance bill? Are you going to put on a delete all amendments just so that we know what kind of amendments we need to be prepared for?
Thank you, Representative Thiessen. Well, as you know, the pre-filing rule will be in place, and so all amendments will have to be in place by noon tomorrow. Is that correct? Noon tomorrow, all the amendments will be put in place. So, of course, anybody can put any amendment they would like, and then, of course, the six o'clock deadline still applies for amendments to amendments.
Right, so, Mr. Speaker, or Ms. Madam Chair.
Representative,
so we won't actually know if the education finance bill is going to be a delete all amendment to this bill until noon tomorrow. So then we'll have 6 hours instead of 24 hours to actually prepare amendments to the education finance bill. That's the implication. I don't know why you can't just tell me if you're going to do the education finance bill on this or not, just so that everybody knows. If you're going to, it would just be easier to say yes.
Representative Thiessen, I think that's a possibility. So I would prepare for that possibility in the event that it happens.
Madam Chair, if I may, Madam Chair.
Representative Thiessen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I mean, for a couple weeks now, you know, we've been asking pretty simple questions. I mean, we would give you advance notices of the bills that were coming up. We'd give you advance notice of the Ways and Means Committees as they were coming up. We'd know what we knew what the schedule was for taking up the omnibus bills. And for some reason, there's just this huge reluctance to just say out loud what is obvious to everybody, that this bill is going to become the education finance bill. So I just don't get the reluctance to actually just share that information with us, you know, 2 days before the bill is coming up on the House floor, and to let the public know 2 days, before it comes up on the House floor. I don't get it, and you don't have to answer that, but it's a little bit of a frustration that I just don't understand it.
Thank you, Representative Peason. My memory of the amount of notice that we were given in relation to the questions on the floor, and when people asked you and asked Majority Leader, former Majority Leader Murphy, was that there was not a lot of additional information given. That's my recollection.
Well, we can go back in the record and check your recollection, Madam Speaker, but I don't know, regardless of whether that's true, Madam Speaker, I don't know why you can't tell the public that you're taking up an education finance bill that's not being calendared today. If we're going to take it up on Saturday, let people know. It's just as simple as that.
Well, Representative Peason, as you know, people have the opportunity to do that, and so as I mentioned earlier, I would assume that that's going to happen. That is not my, the DE1 amendment will not be offered by me if there is a DE1 amendment, but I would be prepared for that, and the public should be prepared for that in the event that it happens. Representative Hortman.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. Just Representative Thiessen was really speaking to early in his comments about the issue of notice to the minority, and he ended his comments with what really was my concern, is the notice to the public. I think to debate the K-12 budget for the entire state of Minnesota for the next 2 years in a hide-the-ball manner, it's just it strikes me as deceptive and dishonest and unfair to the public. I think this is an issue that probably more people in the state are concerned about than almost any other issue we debate. And so it seems like we should just be straight up with the public and tell them what we're doing and when we're doing it.
Thank you, Representative Portman. Well, I mean, it was posted that this, the House File 844, had been prepared to go closed calendar for the day. I think that that's been out there. People know that that was the intention, and you know, we're just doing a different education bill.
Madam Chair, then, so why
Senator
the switch
Portman?
Now?
Well, thank you, Representative Portman. Well, there has not been a second reading of House File 844 yet. And in order to meet the deadline, if we want to go on Saturday and have the possibility for debating an education bill, we would have to have the bill calendar before noon.
Madam Chair, why don't we go to the House floor and give it a second reading?
Well, we could do that, Representative Portman. In fact, what we could do, if you would like, is we could recess. We could calendar House File 718 and recess. And if the minority report is done before noon, we could come back and we could calendar House File 844 as well, if that would be your preference. That can only happen if the minority report is done and the second reading occurs before noon and we have an opportunity to come back down here.
Madam Chair, I think it's important that House File 844 be the one that's heard, because the manner by which we file amendments and the amount of time we have to file amendments is really depriving the minority of an opportunity to provide alternate viewpoints through the amendment process to do it in this hide-the-ball fashion.
Okay. Well, I'm happy if you would like to go into a recess, come back here and do your minority report and get through the second reading before noon. I'd be happy to come back then and then calendar House File 844 as well. Representative Thiessen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. If you would just tell us that the delete all amendment for tomorrow on this bill is going to be the exact language of 844, then we can start preparing our amendments to that bill. And we don't need to do that. And I will also say I instructed my caucus not to debate the minority report or the adoption of the report too long so that we would actually be able to get down here and do the Rules Committee so we could get the bill on the calendar. So I actually told my caucus that we wanted to not delay the majority, and we wanted to have this bill discussed on Saturday, so we were not going to debate the minority report or the adoption of the education report too long. Now we've wasted 20 minutes, and now we're not going to have any chance to debate that report. So what I'd ask, Madam Chair, that you just tell us that the language, the identical language of 844, is going to be the first delete all amendment on 718, and if you do that, we can start preparing our amendments to 718 and get them in by the 6 o'clock deadline. I think that's the fairest way to deal with it. It gives transparency to everyone, and we can proceed.
Thank you, Representative Thiessen. So did you want to do the proposal that Representative Hortman was sort of suggesting of calendaring the first bill and then coming back, recessing, and then calendaring the second bill if we happen to get done before noon?
you can do that, or you can just tell us that the language of 844 is going to be a delete all amendment to 718, and we can proceed that way.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that, Representative Thiessen?
Thank you, Madam Chair. You can also just tell us that the language of 844, as it's presented here, is going to be the delete all amendment. Well, you know, frankly, then we'd, there's not amendments to amendments. And
right.
Yeah, that was right.
Yes.
That's going to be my point.
It's up to you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Representative Lewin's here, and I think, Representative Lewin, your intention would be to substitute the House File 844 onto 718. I didn't want to speak for you before you were here. My understanding is that would be your, and I think that's your intent, but I didn't want to speak for you. If we were to calendar House File 718 right now, is that your intention?
Yes, Madam Chair, that is correct.
Okay, so thank you, Representative Lewin. So, Representative Thiessen, then you would just make your staff would know how to make the amendments to the delete all amendment.
And, Madam Chair, as I've thought about that now, there can't be any amendments to the amendments you offer then to that bill if you do it this way, if you're following this convoluted procedure. So, again, that option, I guess, as I think about it, is continuing to shut out the minority. So why not? It's just too bad that we came down here instead of debating getting this initial bill on the calendar. Again, as we instructed our members, we wanted to make sure we had the opportunity to get this bill down here. And now we've wasted 20 minutes. And so, you know, we're mooting the minority's voice in multiple ways. So let's just proceed with what we can do right now and go back to the floor and see what we can do afterwards.
Representative Thiessen, would you like to? I could go into recess and then we can come back here. But then you'll have to be back by noon. If you want to debate your minority report, you could do that after we came back here, I think. I'd have to check with staff.
How could we debate the minority report after it came back here? Because the minority report would have to be voted down before the...
Madam Chair, it's possible that we could calendar the second bill on the calendar for the day now, go up to the floor, debate the minority report, handle the minority report, adopt it or reject it, handle the underlying report, adopt it or reject it, and having done that and given it its second reading, we could come back and calendar House File 844. But we can't debate the minority report unless and then calendar it and then come back and debate it again.
So you're saying we can calendar it before it gets its second reading, essentially?
Madam Chair, members, no. We're going to have to go to a second reading.
And then come back down here?
And then come back down here, members.
Before noon?
Madam Chair, I'd move
Representative Portman.
Calendar the day for Saturday of House File 718, and that after we vote on that, we go into recess and see if we can come back and calendar House File 844 and be straight up with the public. And I would encourage everybody to make their best efforts for that to be the case.
Thank you. So I have to remove my motion, I believe, and then accept Representative Hortman's motion as a friendly motion?
Sure.
Okay. All those in favor of calendaring House File 718 only for Saturday, April 25th, 2015, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Thank you. The motion is adopted. Now, before we do that, we will come back, but I will also move the calendar for the day Monday, April 27th, 2015, quickly as well. Members, this is the public safety bill.
Higher ed
bill. I'm sorry. Any discussion to that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion is approved. The Rules Committee is in recess.
I have a question
for on this.
In Rules and Legislative Administration, we'll come back to order. Members, I move the addition of House File 844 to the calendar of the day, Saturday, April 25th. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion is adopted.
24-hour filing.
All right.